Roll up! Roll up! Ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest podcast on Earth! Step right up and experience the magnificence that is the Two Ring Circus Podcast! You'll gasp! You'll laugh! And you'll be amazed at what comes next.
Amazing.
Don't worry about the smell. It's just the stars of our show, Tom Italiano.
Hello.
And Matt Bradshaw.
Ah.
Welcome.
You should do an end of year bumper edition of just all the talk that goes on between us during the intro.
I don't have them anymore. I've deleted everything.
Fuck it.
I don't want it to come back to haunt us.
Really?
All that stuff.
Well, we don't ever say anything bad.
You never know. You never know in this day and age what can be misconstrued and taken out of context.
I know. What about the talk on the Lethal Weapon series that just came to light?
What talk on the Lethal Weapon? I love this. I love this. I love how you're informed with things happening in the world and I go, what?
I can't think who's in it. Damon Wayans and someone else, and the someone else has just got fired because mic'd up. And apparently this. Oh, I'm gonna look it up.
Okay, we can do that. Technology provides the
option. Lethal Weapon.
That's how I say
series.
Do you,
Damon?
In the, like this scenario. In real life, when there's not someone else around, do you do primary school style phonetically spelling things out? Like,
sometimes.
We upon.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, I do that.
There's certain words. Mm. Well, I'll talk about that now. Clayne Crawford.
Oh, what's he look like?
I've never heard of him before.
Oh, no.
So, him and Damon Wayans. So, they're in a. Like, it's a buddy cop show.
Yeah.
It's Lethal Weapon, but it's a series.
Right.
Hated each other.
And how do you make them? How do you get to the point where you've cast a show and you're in production?
Yeah.
And we hate each other.
Yeah.
What a bunch of dicks! Everyone involved. Put that out and the repercussions.
Is that the collective now?
A bunch of dicks.
Yeah. You said you wanted to do a collective noun show.
We'll do a collective noun show.
Okay.
And part of the collective noun show should be, accurate collective nouns, not the ones that are.
Yeah. Okay. Like accurate animal names.
Yeah.
Spiky ball creature.
A hedgehog?
Yeah. I mean, we are in a car.
Yeah. I mean, it's a prick involved.
Well, in this story, there is too. So they're about to do a take, and so they're all marked up and everything, but this bit of dialogue's been recorded and it made it out into the world.
Yeah.
Which was Clayne Crawford turning to Damon Wayans and saying, how's it feel to know that you're only in this industry because your brother's famous? And they sacked him.
They can't sack you for that.
I know.
That's fucking funny. That's funny.
I'd have thought so. Yeah.
Oh, what
there's lots of other stuff went on.
What a bunch of dicks.
What a bunch of dicks.
Oh, man.
I know.
I just...
Certain words I spell out. Maybe not necessarily out loud, but Michael is one that still gives me trouble.
Michael?
Yeah. Hmm. I still get confused about whether the A or the E goes first.
Michael.
Yeah, and then I think, no, because otherwise it's my keel, like meal. So that's not the way. So that's how I often remember.
Yeah.
And I'm a pretty good speller. Beautiful is a word that I often write.
Beautiful?
Yes, in my brain.
Yeah.
Before I write it on the page or at the same time.
Yeah, I don't use that word very often.
Carole King's not going to like that.
That's a great show.
I will go. I have, when I'm typing quickly, not the word.
Like a cat.
Yes. I type the same way I play piano. Correctly. The tips of my fingers.
Yeah, I do as well. Autocorrect.
Autocorrectly.
So I play piano. On guitar.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you meant Quantize. Rod Quantize. Remember him?
Yeah.
Australia Standing.
I heard him on the radio a few weeks ago.
He's very hairy. Mm. So I have a typo that often happens to me where And there's certain words like crown, which is a word I write often in everything, bloody contracts and
all those
Facebook updates and everything.
Yeah, childbirth blogs you create.
And
God, it's not. It's like, for what it is, it's very accurate, and I understand. But then when you say it in reference to childbirth, it's like the most graphic word. Like a word that's not usually graphic.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, full on.
Yeah, when I tell people I'm crowning, I'm not going to think of it the same way.
No.
I mean, I've said that before, but I live in Frankston. So when I say I'm crowning, people say, do you mean chroming? Yeah, I've got my very own Google scholar running around with me.
Well, most, I mean, not most, I'm not even going to say that.
No.
No,
don't. Right.
Yeah.
And the way my fingers type it, I'm going to say 98% of the time when I'm typing quickly is C-R-W-O-N. Like, that's the way the letters fall under my fingers. Always wrong.
Yeah, right.
Really annoying.
When I handwrite, I should bring some books to show you. I often write just without any vowels. Like, if I'm taking notes. It's like my weird shorthand.
You're like
thing.
A coal miner who can't go to the toilet. A bottomless pit. No vowels. Come
that's
on.
Good.
Thanks, man.
It's really funny.
Thanks, dude.
Again,
jokes from the last century. There's no coal miners anymore.
Fast writing. I don't need the vowels. And my brain just doesn't put them in.
What?
Yeah. Weirdo.
Impressivo.
But the thing about it is when you read back, you go, oh, that makes no worries. Like,
Dom Impressivo, I call you.
Well, without the vowels. Yeah. You could read that without the vowels.
Yeah, you can, but I can't write it without the vowels. I mean, I'd have to think about it.
Well, it's super quick. There will be occasionally vowels dispersed through my note-taking, but I should have learnt actual shorthand.
Hmm. Have you ever seen There Will Be Blood?
Yes.
Which I think was the sequel to There Will Be Vowels.
You're on fire.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah.
Quick, somebody put me out.
Have you had a lot of... have you spoken to a lot of people today?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you think it was pent-up energy? Pent-up vocabulary energy?
Perhaps, yeah. Because I do, you know, like some people believe in God, I believe in like a word quota for the day. It's like, I've got to speak.
Yeah, right. No, at times when I've had vocal trouble, I've thought that's actually what the issue is, that I finally reached the end. I only had a certain number of noises I could make and then they were done. And it's time to stop. Well, I had no choice.
Done.
But then I get better and it's okay again. I was going to ask you about... Oh, how's the MC at the wedding we played at the other day?
Oh, the auctioneer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who every time he said ask.
Arxing.
Said ask. Oh my God, every time.
Yeah.
Like pretty well spoken.
Noah would be proud.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, it's a funny one because it doesn't matter.
Hmm?
It doesn't matter. Mm. Like that he says ask instead of ask. In a sense of we all know what he means, right? But it's interesting to me that although it doesn't matter, that people continue to do that kind of thing and not train themselves out of knowingly being incorrect.
He's an auctioneer. Surely he spends all day every day saying the arcing price. Like, wouldn't you think someone? Wouldn't you think Mr. Sotheby would haul him up?
Mr. Sotheby. Mr. eBay. Maybe he's a silent auctioneer. It doesn't doesn't matter.
No, he had a gavel in his pocket.
Oh.
I think it was a gavel.
God.
Been to any movies? I'm poised over the button.
Oh, I haven't. No, I was going to see Ocean's 8 until five people who've seen it said, don't waste your time.
Let me ask you a potentially inflammatory question.
And by the way, not just men had seen it. Four women, one man, all said the same thing. So I'm just putting that out there. It's not a this is not me being sexist, or the other people who went to see it just said it was it tried to replicate the formula and with that particular cast in that particular scenario.
For a man and a woman, and a woman.
It was no good.
What about the rumour I heard the other day about Hugh Grant? He's so old now, his newest film's called Four Funerals and a Wedding.
Is he over the Notting Hill?
Love, actually, he is.
Oh, actually, love. I love that film, actually.
I reckon I cried in it.
Oh, yeah. A bunch of times.
That sound about right?
Yeah. You cry a film.
I think I'm getting worse, dude.
What do you attribute to terrible filmmaking? Bad script editing?
No, really good filmmaking.
Or increased audience ability.
Actually, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to talk about that.
Have you seen a film like this?
No, okay. I haven't. Yeah. Except that the potentially inflammatory question, and not of you, but potentially of an audience. Do we have to keep remaking films that used to be films starring men with women in them, like Ghostbusters and Ocean's 8?
Yes, we do.
Do we?
Yes.
Could we make them good then?
No. And the reason why you can't make them good is...
Wait! That's why God... That's why God made
the movie. The reason why we can't make them good is because women and men are different. And so you can make Ghostbusters with women, but you can't make it as if they're men.
I didn't see it.
And that's like, I saw it, it was like, this could be good if they didn't try to make it like they were this kind of character. And the people who have seen Ocean's 8 said the same thing. It's like, oh.
Well, I guess
they had Sandra Bullock played the Danny Ocean character the way Danny Ocean is, and it's like, well,
it's dumb, isn't it? It's so... I use this word a lot in conversations, I've come to realise.
Dumb?
Cynical. It's cynical filmmaking. That's what it feels like to me, because all is they just take the story, they take the characters, and they transpose a different gender into it, and here, this will be...
I wouldn't even go as far as saying it's cynical. I think it's ridiculously uninformed. The thing is, and like I said, men and women are not the same, and it's not an equality comment.
I have noticed.
Equality. Men and women, well, all people are different individually, but like when you get guys together to do stuff and girls together to do stuff, the dynamic is different. And they need to be brave enough to go, we're going to make this like women would do a heist, right? And They might...
Go on.
They might actually... No, I'm not going
to
say it.
I want you to say something really bad.
No, but they might actually... They might actually realise that this doesn't work. Mm. Or they might come up with an incredible script and a concept and do it, and it's like, yeah, that's awesome. But they can't do it like... And I haven't seen it, but I've been told. It's like, they tried to make Ocean's 8... with women doing what the guys do, and it's not cool. And they did that with Ghostbusters, right? And it's like, man, make the film, but like...
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm talking about, though.
And I think one of the main reasons for that is there are still so many men involved with the making of a film.
Sure.
And so maybe in the script writing and the production design and all that kind of stuff, I imagine that that's a huge part
of it.
Isn't
that ridiculous in and of itself? That's just so...
But even that...
Flawed and short-sighted and cynical. It's just dumb.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's complex, and I think... But when you say, do we need to keep doing this? Yes, I think we need to get it right. I think we need to continue to do it, continue to do it and iron it out until we kind of go, we've got to the point where...
I feel like...
Because I think women can do ghostbusting just as well as men.
Absolutely, no reason why not.
And I also think what would be actually good is if men and women ghostbusted together, like is what actually happens in the real world. Like, actually in the real world, there are still very much male and female dominated industries, but...
They should have just made a film called Ballbusters and gone with it.
You can work together and, Like, you know, if you want equality, have equality. Fucking hell. Like,
yeah.
There's this kind of thing, this, yeah. So, yeah, I do think we need to keep making them, and we need to keep making them bad until they get better.
No, couldn't we just make them better?
Yeah, but
we have to go through the...
Yeah, I think there's an incremental step.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think you just kind of go, oh, we got that right straight away. Yeah. But it, my fear
was the new version of Ghostbusters regarded as a hit?
No, it was a massive flop.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah. And it was awful as well.
Right.
It wasn't good. It's not to say that the people who performed in the film weren't good at what they did, but just...
I know that's not what you're saying, absolutely. And you're qualifying that for an audience that's like...
No, then clearly with The Ocean's 8, you look at the cast and you go, well, there, I mean, the pedigree of those, you know, the quality of the work they've previously done, I mean, they're clearly great performers. So, yeah, I think you've got to iron out the creases, and I do think it takes a while, because also...
Dude, come on, man. Unbelievable.
It would be really nice to go, oh, we just know how to do this.
Did you think Bridesmaids worked?
I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
But I also think there's like, also I look at that and go, well, I'm not a guy, I've never been a bridesmaid, but I still think that that's been manipulated a lot to be less like bridesmaids and more like bride's buddies.
That's why I was asking.
Yeah, but yeah. I still think it's had, like, I still think it was bridesmaidy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And incredibly crass and pretty revolting, but...
But girls are. Like, women are. Yeah. Like, you know, we've talked on previous podcasts that I used to be a cleaner. I would prefer to clean male toilets any day of the week. And not because of...
What about the poo jogger?
What about the poo jogger?
You know about the poo jogger?
No, I don't know. I need you to tell me about the dumb shit that happens in the world.
They caught the poo jogger.
What's a poo jogger?
He was a guy.
Yeah.
He was a businessman.
Yeah.
Who, for some period of time, and ended up being, I think, more than 30 occasions, pooed in the same laneway when he was going for a jog.
Right.
In, like, his own suburb.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, they caught him. They set up a secret camera, and they caught him. So he's been fired from his job. Dumb shit.
He's been fired from his job?
Yeah.
What, did he poo on the job premises?
He didn't poo on the job.
Well, how did he get fired from his job then?
Because he brought embarrassment and shame to the company.
What a bunch of fucking...
Bunch of dicks?
Bunch of dicks. You don't fire people for stuff like that. You discipline them and you make examples out of them in a way which is like, right.
Or make a golem out of their poo. Yeah.
Certainly you bloody fine him / take him to court and, you know, throw the legal system at him. I'm careful. Fired. Fuck. Why would you fucking do anything anymore? I mean, certainly why would you shit in a laneway when you're jogging? That's kind of ridiculous as well. But, you know, people are weird.
People are weird.
People are weird. Do you know what, though? Like, it wasn't that long ago where... It's not long ago everyone shat in the laneway. And if you pissed in a bucket and you just tipped it out in the laneway.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm not saying that, you know, we haven't moved on from that because clearly most people have. Actually, on a Friday and Saturday night, there's a lot of people that still piss in the laneway. Like, for example, outside my gig on Friday night at the Village Bell, across the road, next to the other venue, there's a roller door. And I've seen more women pee in that spot than I have men.
Really?
So it's not just... That's what I say, like, we're all pretty gross.
Yeah, okay. Between you and me and the people listening to this and watching this, I am weeing right now.
This is my car. he's just taking the piss.
I'm taking our piss. I thought I made that clear.
Yeah. No, but that's specifically the piss.
It's the one that's going to fucking ruin our friendship almost certainly.
Well, yeah, it'll be cold by the time I get back in the car later.
I'm really sorry. I'm really struggling with the world at the moment.
Right.
And how fucking mad everything is that I'm coming to contact with all the time. And I...
Oh, dude, you need to do what I do.
What's that?
Don't come into contact with stuff. Because you know everything we've spoken about so far today, you've gone, and what about this? And I'm like, yeah. Well, I don't know about it.
No, I'm,
I don't
I'm aware. Yeah. I am aware. But, I mean, the stuff I'm talking to you about, I'm deliberately finding amusing things or stuff, just stuff. But
in all seriousness, what kind of things?
Well, I mean, actually, in all seriousness, the fact that this guy got sacked from his job for doing that. Like, what the fuck has happened? I mean, part of this is because we've had the conversation, and we had the conversation with Sharpie the other night about the knee-jerk reaction to... It was a good night.
I love that night.
We had dinner at friends of ours' place on Monday night, Dom and I. Did you get that at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, 4:30.
just a casual Monday night.
It's awesome. No, it was our Saturday night.
It was our Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent night. With many and varied discussions.
Was I a bit of a jerk?
You?
Yeah.
No more so than usual.
I was. Yeah, I was therefore I was a huge fucking jerk.
No, you weren't at all.
Good. Matt's blushing right now. So yes, we were conversation the other night.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the movie industry draining the swamp, but all the over the top reactions to everything. The Roseanne thing. I can't. I mean, for so long now I've been saying, like, about just people on their phones all the time. I'm not about to rant. That's not what this is. No, this is right. Not a rant.
I will.
And just the way we interact with each other via social media. And so for a long time I've been saying, I don't see a way back from where we are now. And in fact, just think the nature of these things in our hand and how we talk to each other and how we're getting so dumb as a society. I don't know how. I don't know how we come back.
I'm just going to go the total opposite side of this and go, there's never ever been a better time to be alive. It's never been a safer time to be alive. It's never been a healthier time to be alive. There's never been less war.
Of those things are true.
Those things are true. So there's never been a better time to be alive. And the stuff that, you know, that bothers us about the things that bother us about technology, I think the real thing that highlights is now we're just able to find out about how ridiculous individual behaviours can be in specific circumstances, whereas before, you know, when you know you lived in a village of 150 people, and that's not that long ago in the scheme of you know, human evolution, you just didn't know what the idiots in the village next door were doing. You knew what the idiots in your village were doing.
Yeah, but now we do. What do we do with that information? How do we get by? How do we cope in a world that's increasingly annoying and stupid?
We do. I think what we do is we engage with the world like we're supposed to, and we simplify the way we live, and we don't live in the complex world. Because there's that idea of what technology's given us the opportunity to do is live in such a complex world with so many interactions and things like that that our little small human brains just can't deal with this kind of complexity and these amount of interactions. So it's like, well, don't look at this, don't do that, and you don't have to worry about it. Because the reality of most of the stuff we tend to get upset about is stuff that actually doesn't affect our lives and doesn't matter.
Yeah,
in the scheme of things, doesn't matter. But that thing like about the guy getting fired and Roseanne being taken off air and stuff like that, gross overreaction to that. It's like I said to you guys the other night. It's like, Roseanne's a good comedian, and but she's just a normal person, and some people should recognize that Twitter, I shouldn't use that, and if I'm going to use it, I should use it responsibly. And if I'm not going to be prepared to use it responsibly, I should be prepared to get lambasted in public about how poorly I use this particular tool. But the jump from that to cancelling a TV show and everyone else that's involved in that TV show shows that the people who are in charge of the network are also morons. And that the way they use that tool of running a network, right, then they're not capable of using that tool particularly well. And what it highlights to me is that even though some people might be super, super intelligent and really good at that, and other people might be really good at that, nobody's really good at everything.
Yeah.
And, like, nobody's really good at everything. No. And particularly in a complex society, you cannot be good at all the complex shit. So if you simplify the stuff that you do engage with, then there's a good chance that the few things that you do. God, this is the topic of the night, isn't it? If you simplify and just concentrate on the few things that you do choose to engage with, you will get better at those things, and you won't be distracted by the stuff that you shit at. But it's, you know, it doesn't mean that's an easy thing to do or an easy option.
The times when I haven't, because I'm fairly Facebook involved, like I post a lot of stuff, not too much personal stuff, fun stuff, and it's usually gig related. It's either about gigs or stuff that's happened at gigs. So I think you once asked me if I was I can't remember what the question was, an angry Twitter user or something like that. You know, the people who, lots and lots of people just use Twitter just to fucking rant and rave and be nasty. And I said to you, no, I try to be an entertaining Twitter user. Like, I find stuff that's interesting. And the same for me goes with Facebook. But the times I haven't been involved with Facebook, like where I've had a week or 2 weeks where I just haven't done anything with it, certainly my life has been no less rich for that non-experience and that non-interaction. So I see it as a valuable marketing tool, but
obviously there's been a change with
to announce a Facebook cult.
But there's been a change with the algorithm.
If you still read this post, then you've made the cut.
I've cut probably about 30 Facebook pages from my feed, because now the stuff like E-Bombs World and whatever, the stuff that used to post interesting, fun content, now it's super political and it's really left wing, and to the point where it's like, man.
Yeah, you know, right.
Like, and people who I used to, like Clementine Ford, who I used to find quite an interesting perspective, now it's just like, oh, it's the same thing over and over again now. And, if you know what your agenda is and you stick to it all the time, then I can respect that as well. But there just seems to be less balance in the way in what people want to present, and that works. I understand it too. That's like carving out a niche, and I understand how in media that's a strategy and it generally works. That's the thing about, you know, oh, I'm a country artist. It's like, and other people go, I play guitar and sing songs. Like, you know,
yeah.
For people who like country music, if you tell them you're a country artist, even if you're not, they go, oh, he's a country artist. Like, that's that strategy.
Sure, yeah.
When you said about, you know, when you've not engaged, you haven't felt richer from it, but from not doing that, when you stop doing something and then you don't specifically decide to replace it with something else, then there is a hole to fill. And it's very much why,
I'm not sure if you're answering. I said, when I didn't, my life was no less rich. I didn't miss it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
At all.
Okay.
I didn't care. It didn't make any difference to my... It didn't make any negative impact to my life at all. I didn't feel less connected. I didn't feel... You know, I might be done with that particularly.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that whatever changes they made recently, they've been poor. Like, whatever has happened, it certainly hasn't enriched my online Facebook experience. I'm just thinking, oh, what is all this crap? This can't be curated This can't be the only thing these things are now presenting. There's something about this, like, which is the algorithm. I fucking hate using that word.
Yes.
But there's something about this system now that's presenting me with a lot less stuff that actually appeals to me. Mm. It's not just, like, it's not that I don't. Oh, here's one thing. Like, suddenly what's happening is I now know what everyone's doing. Like, someone says interesting in an event or attending an event. And that never happened. Like, I never saw. And that's certainly not because my Facebook friend's suddenly going out more because it's winter. You know, that's the algorithm going on, you know, trying to tell me this is what your community is doing with their time. It's like, well, you know, I actually preferred when those people were saying stuff. And like, oh, that's interesting. Or maybe I could get in on that conversation or whatnot. I don't really... It's not that I don't care where people go. Like, it's like I don't care. It's just like that.
Yeah. No,
maybe that's just my reaction to the change and go, well, I liked it the way it was. But I don't want to see where people are going. I want to see what people say. And maybe the majority of people are like, oh, that's cool. I'll go to that too.
It's interesting. I don't know if you read this. Mark Zuckerberg's tech team have produced the documents that were the answers to all the questions that he couldn't answer in the Senate hearing.
Right.
So where he said, I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head, I'd need to talk to my guys about that. It's a 458-page document of answers to all the questions that he couldn't answer.
Yeah.
Included in that is all the, obviously, all the privacy stuff, but including, like, I mean, just all the stuff that they see and keep down to where your mouse is on the Facebook page when they're monitoring what you're doing, which is just fucking mind-blowing to me. I just think data protection, data collection, that's a level beyond which that phrase meant anything to me. Where your mouse is. Not just every page you've ever visited, not just every search you've ever made, not every contact you've ever had, including all those you've deleted, not like absolutely everything, every keystroke. But yeah, just that's amazing. That floored me. And that's an issue for me. And I think it should be an issue for...
What's an issue for you?
That level of data collection and storage just blows my mind.
Yeah, but that I understand what you're saying, but that level of data collection and storage and analysis is what makes everything what gives them the opportunity to make everything better and worse, like, and more manipulated.
Yeah.
Like, and I find it phenomenally interesting that, you know, for example, there's public concern about data collection and Facebook, but there are so many other things which are remarkably damaging and manipulative, and like industries that play on people's weaknesses and ability to become addicted to behaviours and whatnot, that we go, oh, it's just part of the way things are.
Like, well, how do you mean? Do you just mean advertising?
No.
Like the way advertising's always worked? No.
The way advertising works. Alcohol, food, gambling, all of these things that are just accepted in our society as like part of, and you can choose to do them and not. You can't choose to do them or not. Like, majority of people don't consciously choose how they eat, drink, gamble. Like, it's like the technology and the data collection that goes into producing foods so you want to eat them more, drinks so you want to drink them
more. Sure, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Different types of gambling so you want to gamble more. And it's not that they go, oh, we want to have, because what they don't want, like, for example, gambling companies, they don't want people that lose all their money and can't come back and gamble again and go on the blacklist. They want people that come back on a regular basis and lose X amount of their paycheck every week, right? So, but the data collection and the analysis of how people use their system, like, that's what they...
Mm.
And that's allowable and acceptable
well,
to people. And it's often, and it's allowable and acceptable to people who use, and it's allowable and acceptable to people who don't use, right? Because, like, well, it doesn't bother me, right? But I'm on, like, for instance, I'm on Facebook or Twitter, or, like, I use that platform, and now I'm...
Now, all that other stuff you're talking about does bother me.
Yeah, okay. But that does bother you, and that means you're consistent in how you, you know, see society and how things function.
This is part of my issue with where we are now,
yeah.
Where I am now, where I find myself interacting with the world.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying to Sharpie the other night, we got real quiet while, you know, you guys were, you and Jules were having, you know, you weren't loud, but you just having a normal conversation, and we were quiet. I said, man, at least once a week, I just think of just going. I could sell, like, my lifetime's supply of, you know, guitars and have a couple of grand in my pocket and disappear. And I could live for a really long time in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe pick oranges somewhere and get enough money for petrol to go to another place. Like, I don't have to exist anymore as far as, like, the way I do.
Yeah.
Think about it all the time because it's super attractive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It really is.
And when you go, it's super attractive, you go, oh, what's attractive about it? That's actually how we always lived until really recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like passports. They're real new.
Yeah.
They're so new. What do you mean I can't go over there? Well, that's a different place than this. No, it's not. It's just over there. Yeah, it's a whole, it's got different language, different colour. You're not allowed in here unless you're one of us. Huh. Well, if I go over there. Oh, yeah, we don't care about that. That's someone else's thing. Really interesting. Yeah. So yeah. You're consistent with your concerns across the board, but there's a whole, like, those people who are doing the Senate hearing and trying to grill Zuckerberg, but they don't care about all that other stuff that they think is fine for people to manipulate, get people addicted to this, but, you know, well, you can't keep people's trackpad movements in order to kind of go, well, we notice that people do this and we can give a better...
How do we go about combating that?
Combating what?
Any of that stuff, any of that collection of information, collection of our habits, and how those bits of information then get used against us effectively, but certainly to manipulate us. Like, what? Sell all your stuff and go and pick oranges somewhere. Yeah.
It's a super juxtaposed position because you realise that you as an individual user of everything that you use are manipulating the system just as much as it's manipulating you. So, like, it's super handy for all of these companies who are trying to work out where you specifically sit in the scheme of things to give you a better user experience, because then you get to spend more time doing stuff you think you want to do or you do specifically want to do. Mm. Like, it's great that I could... Personally, I think it's great the idea that... For example, if I use my card to buy groceries at Coles, it doesn't necessarily specifically know that Dom Italiano buys this stuff, but it does know that these things get purchased at this time of night by that card owner, because he's obviously from a demographic that comes in at this time of night. So even at this time of night, after 9 p.m., we're going to push that trolley next to the things and we're going to sell an extra $400 worth of stock over a week because this kind of customer comes in. That stuff's great for me in that sense of, like, fucking great. I don't have to walk down that aisle to get it. Like, they know I'm coming in. It's kind of like the modern equivalent to the guy at the coffee shop knowing your order and, like, sees you walk in and you don't even have to place your order. And occasionally you go, oh, I was going to get something different today. And they're like, oh, no. I don't know. You can't be half in.
No, you can't.
Yeah. But then again, you can't be half in anything. I mean, you're either in or you're out.
Grand old Duke of York.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's the remaking of male films with female actors. We just got to keep going with it until we get it right. and a lot of things are going to be shit for a lot of people in the meantime. But the atomic bomb, I mean, splitting, well, I was just going to say, like, splitting the atom is a really handy thing to know how to do, and with the potential that it gives us, like, you know, is really great. But someone's going to make a bomb out of it.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be a jerk. You know.
My cat's home.
Speaking of radiation.
On a much happier note.
Did your brain do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, my radioactive cat's home.
How is she?
She's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, like... I was chatting with Becky. We had a coffee this afternoon.
I was chatting with the cat. She's back to her old chatty self.
She is completely back to her old chatty self. Like nothing had ever happened. Like she hadn't been away, locked in a cage for a week.
Well, she's been away for a month. In her mind.
The pity of her age! 7 weeks I've been away! That's 2 months almost.
So funny. She had no idea what was going on. I mean, she had no idea that anything was any different. She just got home. It's like, okay, well, I'm back here now then.
Yeah.
She's the best.
She's not allowed to sleep in my bed because she's radioactive.
How long for?
At least a week.
Mm. Mm. That's not long. I mean, it is for her, but...
It is for me too.
Yeah.
So, 4 or 5, 6, 7, fuck knows how many times last night. There was... at my bedroom door.
Can't you put her in another room so she doesn't
bother me?
Yeah.
No.
Why does it help? Why does it help you to be bothered when you're trying to sleep?
Because it's her house, so I lock myself in one room. It's she has the house. Run of the rest of the house.
Oh.
So she's radioactive all over the house.
Right. Now you're not allowed in any other room in the house for a week.
Yeah, it's funny because the pants I gave her of mine to kind of sleep with in her, they had to burn those. after she was irradiated. Not
before. Well, I've seen some of your leisure clothes. We used to be housemates.
Stop it. Yeah, so... But I noticed she was sleeping on all my clean washing today, so I don't know if I have to throw all that underwear away. And I don't know... And if I don't, I don't know if that means my balls get really big or really small. But something's got to happen.
Well, you certainly reduce your chances of testicular cancer.
Yeah. Well, I start shooting spider webs.
I don't know.
Big ropey spider webs.
Not from your wrists.
No, that's...
But not without the help of your wrists. Oh, it just became an adults only podcast.
Again.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, do you want to come to my house one night in the next 2 weeks and do a singing night on the Facebook Live?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, cool.
I do. Is this episode 53?
Two, I think.
Two?
I think this is two.
Okay, so this is...
So next week's our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where we kind of talked about changing things.
Yeah.
Again, arbitrary, but, you know, there's a lot of truth in these old cliches. I don't mean me.
You said arbitrary in a way that made me think of trees. Like arbitrary.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I stick an extra syllable in? Is that what you're saying? Arbitrary?
I wouldn't know. Sorry, that wasn't a great pun.
But yeah, it's good.
You know, the thing with puns is you gotta keep having them.
I was with a friend of mine today who said, "Do you know how difficult and awkward it is for me to write text messages to you?" This is a friend who's only just started writing text messages to me. I said, is that because I'm a prick about grammar and spelling? And she said, yes, because my spelling's atrocious. I said, oh, come on. So that's actually the awkward thing where all of a sudden you've got a friend whose spelling and grammar isn't good and they see you in social media saying, fucking check this shit out.
Mm. Oh, it's because you have your, you expose journalism. Well, it's different. She's not a journalist. Is she a journalist?
She's not a journalist.
Well, then, you know, your expectations of her texting ability are probably in line with her job.
So I told her not to worry about it.
Good.
How long have I been doing that?
That?
Yeah.
Oh, 40 odd years. How old are you? 37 years.
Not for
37.
Minutes. 40 odd minutes, I think you said.
I listened to, watched reminded me of the tapping thing, a podcast of Joe Rogan, and he had Mel Gibson and Mel Gibson's doctor on, and they were talking about stem cell therapy. And
so, are they able to make sugar tits out of them?
I don't know, but they certainly would be able to fix them if the sugar tits had issues. Yeah, with stem cell injections. It was a really, really interesting podcast. But in relation to the tapping thing, I was listening to it. I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, how did they not sort that out? And it's Mel Gibson tapping a pen, like one of those pens that clicks on and off for the whole hour, right? And it's, you know, it's mic'd up podcast, and it's coming through like that.
That's annoying.
Really annoying.
You think someone picked that? Joe Rogan's not new at this.
Yeah, but you know, Mel Gibson still looks like the kind of guy you don't tell.
He's a fucking bruiser.
He's a scary looking dude.
Don't particularly mess with the anti-Semites, dude.
Particularly when you know that his shoulders are good because he's had them sorted. So yeah, you don't want to mess with a healthy psychopath.
I've always said that.
Well, inferred it.
You're talking about my cat again.
Inferred. Yeah. Outferred.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, my vacuum cleaner blew up.
Oh, that sucks.
Like...
Sorry.
You know, someone made that gag on your Facebook post last night.
Really?
Facebook Live thing.
Oh, no, because, it didn't... I couldn't see any comments. I think
it was Richie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That guy.
Exploded.
What exploded?
My vacuum cleaner.
All right.
Yeah. In my hand.
Oh.
Because I tend to hold it in one hand and push and wand around with the...
around?
Yeah. With the wand.
Yeah. Is this a wand?
Yeah.
It's not a truncheon?
No. What? No. What? Wait, what are you talking about?
It's not what
my
you...
cock?
No. Oh, I keep dropping the thing and I can't pick it up now.
Is that because your shoulder's bigger?
Yeah. Okay. But I get some... Oh, do you know what though? I was listening to because my shoulders are... screwed and my hip as well. I just I want to go to Costa Rica and get some stem cells.
You can say Costco.
No,
probably
get them there. Yeah.
But you'd have to have heaps of them.
Well, there's a billion in each treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Bang and smoke and the smell of
electric smell.
Yeah.
That's bad. Not a nice smell.
And it was like 4 degrees yesterday, and I had to open up my house because I was vacuuming the house for the cat to come home. Not so the house was lovely and clean for the cat to come home to, but so
I
could
get flowers on
the vacuuming done before she comes home because she doesn't like the noise.
You are nice. My dog just plays in the back of my I play with it. He's like roof roof.
No, I just when she came home, I wanted she have a lovely, pleasant, relaxed experience. Mm. So anyway, the floors aren't vacuumed. I've got to get a new vacuum.
That's why she's bloody trying to wake you up in the middle of the night. You've got housework to do. If it's her house, get to work, Bradshaw.
We should get to work, Bradshaw.
Yeah, we should go. All right, so it's gig time.
It is gig time.
And in the set breaks, I'm going to do the stuff with this.
Amazing.
And upload it and give you the video on a USB that I haven't asked you to bring.
Fuck.
Have you got one? Okay, we'll work that out.
Sorry, dude. I've got two of yours now. But I found the one that I didn't know which one it was, so at least I've got them both to bring back.
I don't know. That sentence got
Shut
me.
Shut up. I found the one of yours that I didn't know which one it was.
Oh, of yours.
What?
I think you just said, I found the one I didn't know which one. Now I'm just... It's definitely time to go and be a professional musician. Farewell.
Anyway.
We'll be back next week for our 1 year anniversary. We should wear birthday hats and have a cake.
Birthday suits.
Let's have a cake.
Let's do it nude.
We'll put fire on the cake.
Okay.
Yeah. That's okay. Candles for anyone playing at home.
And nude.
Nude?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Birthday suit.
It'll be the first podcast that doesn't have a video for your sake.
Lame.
Bye.
I was just going to sit here for the next 5 minutes and see if anyone realised.
Well, we can do it for the next minute.
Okay, no, we need to go.
Okay. See ya.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Have a lovely evening. Or day, depending on when you
Eve day.
See.
Day evening.
This.